A devil's chair, a Shropshire legend. This is dedicated to Illy and Luna, who are very proud of their Shropshire heritage. And they live all the way over in Canada. And I know that this is a story they've long wanted to hear. And so this is for you two little girls. Safe travels. The devil's chair. High on the Stiper Stones, a jagged ridge in Shropshire, there stands a strange and ancient rock formation. Known as the Devil's Chair. The stone is rough and worn by centuries of wind and rain, standing alone on the high hill, and the folk of this county have long whispered of the powers that linger there. The story begins with the devil himself. After a long journey from Ireland, he came to South Shropshire carrying an apron full of stones. His plan was wicked. He meant to fill a valley called Hell's Gutter and send a flood down to Shrewsbury, drowning the townspeople and bringing ruin to them. As he climbed the ridge, he grew tired and sat upon a large rock to rest. But as he settled, the strings of his apron snapped, and the stones tumbled down the hillside in every direction. Furious at the accident, he cursed the rocks, and the stone on which he rested became known as the Devil's Chair. The scattered stones formed much of the rugged landscape around the ridge, a reminder of his thwarted plan and lingering anger. It is said that the devil remained loyal to his chair. And on certain nights, when the veil between this world and the next is thinnest, at Halloween, and on the winter and summer solstice, witches and spirits are drawn to the ridge. There they dance and hold gatherings around the stones, their revels hidden from mortal eyes. Ghostly lights are sometimes seen among the rocks, and the air grows strangely heavy and cold. Those who have glimpsed it say the shadows move unnaturally, as if guided by unseen hands. And the wind seems to carry distant laughter. The Devil's Chair has long been a place of caution and fascination. Stories tell of those who approach it at the solstice or on Halloween, feeling the weight of old powers, sensing that the stone is more than it seems. The gatherings of witches and spirits remind people that even in the quiet hills of Shropshire, the old magic has not passed. The stone endures, a silent witness to centuries of folklore and superstition, and a marker of the times when the living and the unseen brushed against one another. Today, walkers and visitors still speak of the chair with a mixture of awe and respect. It is not merely a rock, but a touchstone for the imagination, a link to the stories passed down through generations. And when the nights grow long and the wind whips across, some swear they can hear the faint music and laughter carried from the shadows, the echoes of witches and spirits dancing still, as they have done for hundreds of years. The Devil's Chair endures, a solitary stone on the Stiper Stones, a place where legend lives, where the devil lingers, and where the old powers of Shropshire rise once more, if only for a night, when the veil between the worlds is at its thinnest. Sleep tight.